Welcome back to Falling Skies, everybody. This is your host, Mama J, and I'm so excited to be here with you again. This journey has just been fulfilling and joyful at every turn, and I'm excited to be back with some more guidance and wisdom for you. In our first episode, we dove into our thoughts and our programming and releasing fear, grounding into our sense of our authentic self and the importance of embracing our authentic self in these times. Communication is key in translating our authentic sense of self. And that's what we're going to be going into today. And I'm going to start off by saying that if we feel something is true and we resonate with that information, then we follow it to our truth. And it's going to be our theme of our episode today. And what I want to focus on when it comes to communicating our truth is making decisions not just in your material physical reality, like, oh, do I accomplish this task today? Do I go to this meeting or do I postpone it for another day? It's decisions that have to do with your internal universe. Those are, am I really this person or do I want to be this person? Which one feels more true? Which one is closer to who I want to be? And the key component of doing that is through balancing emotion and logic. And we're going to get to that. It's going to be real meaty today. I'm so excited. Oh. So often we hear that logic, because it's factual, it's based in facts, is our ruling principle because of its grounding in society and science. But I'm going to let you know that that could be better. That reasoning could be better. So facts are facts because multiple reputable sources agree on the validity of that fact. That is exactly what science does. It gets multiple students of a discipline to perform an action or a process to see if the end result is the same or similar each time. That's why for so long we believed the sun revolved around the earth until it was disproved. It's a continuous process. In science, principles are given the name of theory because they're just that, they're theories. They've been proved time and time again. But that kind of thinking is really linear, and it doesn't really serve the mind, body, soul when we're attempting integration of ourself. On the flip side, emphasizing the power of emotion can also lead to imbalance. Your gut instinct is one of your most powerful tools. It took me a while to disagree with the notion that your gut instinct was everything when it came to making decisions rooted in the self. Not just like actions you take towards other people, but actions you take for yourself. There's a very fine line that we walk when we put our sense of self as a factor in a decision-making process. Our thinking becomes very skewed because of the programming that I mentioned in the first episode. It's programming that's all around us in society. It's more like when we make decisions, I'll say it like this. Do you ever sit at home wondering if you're going to make plans to go out that night? And then you weigh the options. You're like, oh, I could go out. I could kick it with these friends. They want to go out and drink. And that's not really my scene, but I just want to go out and do something. Or do you do what I do and just sit at home and watch Netflix? That's probably what most of us do, right? You know, but what do you base that decision off of? I bet you it's not a very logical one. How about we add another variable to that scenario? Say you had already made plans to go out with a specific group of friends that you haven't seen in a while. It's another dimension to it. You're like, oh shit, I already made this commitment. Do I wait and bail, or do I suck it up and start getting ready 5 minutes before I'm about to leave?
All right, I'll swing by for a minute, allow them to envy me, grab a handful of popcorn shrimp, and blow out of there. But what if it's a cruel prank? What if it's a cash bar? How dare they? All right, I'll go. But I'll be fashionably late. No, yes, no, yes. No, yes!
It's decisions like that that I'm talking about. They're not like big, hefty, life-changing decisions, because nothing really ever is at any given moment. It's always refining your life that you're doing. You are building and simultaneously refining. So it's an act of minute decisiveness. When you go about your day, you make small decisions. They're compounding small decisions that build over time. And so if you're able to balance your emotional response with a logical response that aligns with your emotions, you are on a safer track to achieving your ideal life. You are slowly building the life that you want to live at every moment. We've been over that. Hope you were paying attention. So often we make a decision with a priority of one of these rather than a combination of both emotion and logic. We talked about releasing fear, stepping into our authentic selves, bringing that up again because it's so key. So key. The power that that freedom brings is breathtaking, and I want each of you to really feel that freedom. Because it inspires so much courage that we can't help but feel this huge surge of energy, like, oh, that's where that's been. I don't feel like molasses anymore. I don't feel slow, lethargic. It's beautiful, but it doesn't do anything if we don't know how to direct that energy in a purposeful and honest way. So getting in touch with your radical authenticity breaks our strongest illusion. And it's that we have to fit into these molds to be contributing members of society. You can be a contributing member of society by also giving to yourself first. So many of us are beginning to do that. It makes me so happy. But, you know, there's some control to breaking out of that illusion that I'm going to talk about right now. Emotion is the knowledge of the self. And logic is the knowledge of external processes that govern our reality. So if we're intending to grow, we need to balance emotion and logic in our decision-making processes. Emotion is the knowledge of the self. Logic is the knowledge of external processes. When we feel emotions, especially intense emotions, they hit us like a wave. You know, we have no choice but to go under and feel what we're feeling. It literally beats the shit out of us sometimes until we're filled with like this overwhelming desire to like come up for air. Just like, let me take a break. Give me a breath. Just like. But, you know, opposite that, when we make decisions solely based off of rationality, we deprive ourselves of the joy of a challenge. Like the risks we take, like towards fulfillment, are so gratifying. That's why, like, when you talk to big CEOs or, you know, business owners that maybe aren't internationally or globally recognized, but they do well in their communities. They're successful in their communities. They love the challenge. They love the risk because it means that you sacrificed something knowing you were going to get it back, that you had faith in the process, and that you took that chance. There was a TED Talk I watched recently, and I told all my closest friends about it. I'm hoping you're going to look it up. It's called How to Multiply Your Time. And in it, what the lecturer classified as a multiplier said a quote that's like, so it stuck with me. And it's that when you say yes to something, you are saying no to an infinite number of others. We're saying no to an infinite number of other options, most of which you don't even know are options. That's that balance of emotion and logic, like time management, decision making. It's an emotional and logical process because it comes from what you want to do and knowing what you need to do and seeing which of those two match up. So when we're unable to give an emotion freely, when we base decisions off of rationality, we block our ability to receive as well. So say you work a job and your job's pretty cool. You know, you go to work 9 to 5, chilling, come home, but you're so tired. Like you literally don't want to do anything, right? You made that decision rationally to go work this job for any number of reasons, because the pay was good, hours fit your schedule, you get good benefits, like you really like your boss, all that kind of stuff. But really, the body of the work, your actual tasks, they may not be so fulfilling to you. And so you are saying yes to this job for reasons, but you are also saying no to other job for the same reason you said yes to this job. I hope that puts it into context. So what I want you to do is tap into the flow of your energy and learn yourself. Your authenticity shows you what's true by synchronizing your feelings with your thoughts and then matching the outcome of that synchronization to your ideal self, your higher self. That's the you who's more confident or talented or successful. It's the you that you want to be. It's the you that you're aiming for in this lifetime with whatever purpose you set forward. So learning what's true for you is the next step. You need to embrace this next step because climbing the ladder should be your number one priority. You are your number one priority. And so how will you climb the ladder to your higher self? That's a lot. That's heavy. Because then you got to figure out, you know, well, what emotion am I feeling in any given moment? Like, why does this situation make me feel this way? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of deep diving. It's a lot of soul searching. And it requires time alone. Sometimes we don't have that kind of time alone. But you know what? You spend time doing what you want to do. Always. Never think that you have to do something. I went over this, but I'm going to say it again. Everything that you do is because you want to do that. Every task you feel like you're forced to do comes from a place of victimization. And are you a victim? Most of us would like to think that we're not. But really look at yourself and ask, did I make that decision because I felt like I had to? And if the answer is yes, you came from a victim mindset when you made that decision. And I'm not saying that overall you feel like a victim. I'm saying that there are specific circumstances and specific situations where you adopted a victim mindset. And why? ask yourself why. Why did you want to do that? What was the emotional motivation for you to make that decision? And when you can come to the core of that, you can use that to build resilience, to build up that area of yourself that felt so weakened by that situation. At the root of every intense emotion is insight. It's insight into a foundational truth that centers you. Those core truths in the middle of those like hot balls of feeling, those are the principles of your being. Those are the values that you feel are so deeply ingrained in yourself. You know, logic can help you deduce what that insight is. You see the relationship? If you're stuck at the whim of an intense wave of emotion, let yourself feel that. Be in it. Don't escape it. I mean, I should take my own advice sometimes, you know, but this is a learning process for me and for all of you. My Aquarius moon means that I would rather analyze my feelings than feel them. But some of my most profound discoveries about myself come from when I let the wave come. When I just am in a quiet space, or when I'm in an internal space just for me, where I'm just like, why do I feel this way? And you go through that process of asking yourself questions. That's a logical process. You are deducing what it is that's at the core of that hot ball of feeling. Whew. Wow. So we're looking for balance between the two. We're attempting a more sound foundation of balance. We're going to always strive to integrate logic with the core truth you find in your emotions. Integrate logic with the core truth of your emotions. There's an element here that I want to address, just to like help you out, because I really feel like everybody is entitled to time for themselves. And so my point with that is a term that is tied very closely to time management and decision making, and that's urgency. Urgency is an illusion. Time moves at a constant pace as we understand it. There's always 60 seconds in a minute, always 60 minutes in an hour, and always 24 hours in a day. It moves no faster and no slower. What changes is your perception of time. Time is a measurement, and a measurement is an exact number. A measurement is an exact number, meaning it is not a changing variable. What changes is your perception of time. So urgency is an illusion. Urgency forces a reaction rather than a response. And when you react, there's a phrase tied with the reactions like act now, think later. Don't let situations or circumstances put you in that box of act now, think later. We are not in a time of a fight or flight reflex anymore. That is not the time that we live in now. And if you do, that's programming. That's a structure, that is a programming structure that is not inherent to your sense of self. That is a learned behavior. That is constant stimulus acted upon your nervous system. That sense of act now, think later. So it's much healthier to respond. Don't let a person or situation, a circumstance, an environment make you feel like you have to act in that instance. You're always allowed to take the time you need to see if something is right for you or not. To jump at every opportunity is so draining. That's why most of us are tense. How much? I'll bet you $5 that you hold most of your attention in your shoulders. That you're always looking down at your phone or a notebook, or when you walk, looking at your feet when you walk. That's not good posture, and everybody knows that. But do you know what that does to your body? That blocks off energy circulating through your body. And it's a lack of awareness and integration of your energy. So you want to act smarter and not faster. It's pretty similar to working smarter and not harder, but your internal motivations don't need to be justified all the time. Your only requirement is to act compassionately and truthfully for yourself, and it will radiate to others. And I hope that you understand that for yourself and that you're able to communicate it to others. That emotion and logic are partners. They have a relationship. To isolate one over the other is to block yourself off from truly knowing yourself and your place in this world. As with everything that I'll mention in this series, they build on top of each other. So get to know yourself. Get to know your patterns and your processes. And know that you can always translate your inner truth to your external reality. The universe is mental. When you know that you can think your truth and you can speak your truth, you can most definitely embody your truth. You're all powerful creator beings. And you are responsible for building the life that you want to live. And I hope that you took from this lesson everything that you needed to, that it resonated with you on a level that made you question if you're acting in your integrity. And I'm so blessed to be here again with you. And I can't wait for the next episode. This is Mama J, Falling Skies. I'll talk to y'all soon. Love and happiness. And aloha.
What a world that I'm living in. Would a rainstorms ever end? Still I feel my path narrow, I run again. Seem happiness is gone again. And then you see them gray clouds up above Maine. Metaphor to my life main. Still I feel my heart stronger than it's ever been. A strong will to my journey end.